talking to her rather breathless. And
yes, yeah. We are going to have to walk. Now, normally, when you and I do the walk and talk at the top of these podcasts,
we're meandering around.
Well, yeah, it's because we're also, you know, creating a little bit of atmosphere for you of what it's like to be out here in Rotterdam. But I can't believe how out of breath I am. I mean, it's not as if I'm running. This is ridiculous. I need to go jogging again. Anyway, we are walking back. We've had a very... Well, we've just had an amazing evening, haven't we? Tell everyone... As if they don't know. Everyone knows why we've had an amazing evening.
But let's tell them anyway. Let's tell them anyway. So, as we've alluded to several times and has been all over the press... Team GBR, came to the Europeans to qualify for Tokyo in the show jumping, because that was the one discipline we didn't have yet qualified, and there were three places up for grabs here. And we pulled it off!
Yeah, we've done it!
Team GBR are going to Tokyo!
Absolutely. Die Lampard, goodness me. Time to carve that statue, I think.
And we didn't just qualify for Tokyo.
No.
There was a medal as well.
Oh, fabulous. Wow.
Yes.
Couldn't have dreamed that at the start of this week.
Bronze medalists.
Excellent.
Yes.
And wow. Well, let's talk about the team. Ben Mayer, Scott Brash, Amanda Derbyshire, Holly Smith. Ben Mayer. Iceman.
I tell you, that horse is a freak of nature.
Yeah.
New pony crush for me this week. He is awesome.
Yeah.
And I mean, Ben's pretty awesome as well. But yeah, that horse is just something else.
Superb. I thought the whole team... So let's talk about Holly and Amanda as well, because they really contributed today. There were some strong performances, I thought, from both of them.
To be honest, the whole team have been outstanding all week. It hasn't always gone to plan. There's been a few poles being knocked out of cups that have been a bit unlucky. But on the whole, everyone has really pulled their weight and been excellent, really.
It is, yeah. It's all about the team, isn't it? It's all about the team. Scott as well was the last to go out. Unfortunately, a couple of faults there, but by that point, we were looking at bronze, which was just unbelievable. It has been a unbelievably hectic day,
This
we are coming towards the end of it. So
I love the fact you think we're coming to the end of it.
Yeah,
it's only 7:30.
Goodness me. Okay, let's hear from you. You've got an interview, haven't you?
I have. So, well, every good team needs a team leader.
Yeah.
So I had a very quick catch up with Chef to Keep Di Lampard, and then also had a quick chat with Ben Mayer after his rounds. So I'm here with Chef to Keep Di Lampard and Ben Mayer. We've just come from the medal ceremony where Team GB have got bronze and qualified for Tokyo. Di, you must be really pleased with that.
Absolutely delighted with the whole team. It's fantastic that we came here and we've now completed the mission. We've got bronze medal, qualification for Tokyo. Great.
Did it take the pressure off having qualified in Dublin as well in the Nations Cup for the final?
Well, you know, we went for a double leg, if you like. We started off in Dublin. We had to win that one because we wanted to go to Barcelona, because we want to keep up momentum. So that was achieved, and then it was on to the next mission here. We've achieved that, and hopefully on Sunday we're going to bring a gold medal in with Ben and an explosion.
Perfect. And Ben, you must be really pleased to have at least one piece of metal around your neck. What can we say about explosion? He has been phenomenal this week, hasn't he?
It's always high expectations. I think he is a great horse, and he's been on form for the past 18 months now. Fortunate to be able to have him here available for the team this week, and luckily he's lived up to the expectations that were ahead of this week. And we gave the team a good start the first day, and today I just need to try and start them with a clear round and give them the confidence to carry us through, and very tight competition towards the end, but luckily it was just enough.
And you've now got a day off before the individual final. What are your plans between now and then?
To rest, go and get some dinner tonight. It's been quite a stressful day, and Explosion's a pretty easy horse to maintain. He'll enjoy his day off tomorrow. We'll hack him around a bit, let him have some grass, and just stick to the program that we've been doing the last few days. Really, it seems to have worked, so we just need to come out fresh on Sunday, and I'm ahead, I'm where we need to be, so it's down to me just to try and keep the jumps up now.
Well, good luck with it, and we may be catching up with you again at the weekend.
Hopefully. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I think that really sums it up, doesn't it?
And it's just phenomenal.
And
yeah.
we've just now got to wish Ben the best of luck at the weekend in the individual final.
It keeps on going.
It keeps
on going. The hits keep on coming, Rachel. That's the point, yes. So who else have we caught up with today?
So I've caught up with something. Many, many of you will know her. She's a bit of a show jumping fan. So she and I did talk about what we thought Britain's chances were of qualifying for Tokyo. And that is YouTuber this Esme, who's here filming with the FEI. So I'm here with this Esme, who is a bit of a YouTube sensation. Tell me a little bit about how you've ended up in Rotterdam, Esme.
Okay, so I'm the owner of the world's largest equestrian YouTube channel, This Esme, and it all really started off a few years ago, just making videos of me and my horse Casper. It was sort of like a video diary, so I made little edits so I could see our progress as we sort of moved on over the years. And then I started making sort of tutorials. So one of the first sort of videos that I'd say got a lot of views was my how to tack up a horse, and I sort of realized that video helped quite a lot of people. Since then I've been doing bits of vlogging and things, and I'm actually here with the FEI, which is pretty cool, so I'm filming a video for them as well. And yeah, so I'm in Rotterdam with them and I'm having a really good time today. The weather is so warm as well, so
it's glorious.
It's really nice.
When I arrived at the start of the week, it was like a monsoon. It was
awful. Oh no.
And it is now glorious.
Yes.
And every day I'm bringing fewer and fewer layers with me from the hotel. It's
yes.
ridiculous, but I'm so on board with this. It's
yes.
excellent. This is the question I ask everyone, slightly random. Have you had pancakes here yet?
No, I haven't. I've heard about the pancakes.
Yes.
I haven't found the pancakes yet. Do you know where they are?
The pancake house is at the back of the Para Arena.
Okay, I need to go there.
You need to go there. So when I first got here, literally dumped my bag at the hotel, came to site, picked up my accreditation, went straight to the pancake house, because all
Brilliant.
I'd heard was how amazing these pancakes were, and they live up to the reputation. They are just...
I'll
so
definitely
good.
Have to go there later.
Banana and Nutella, I recommend it. It's excellent. But obviously, aside from the pancakes,
yes.
there's a lot of equestrian sport going on here. Which disciplines are you particularly looking forward to seeing?
Well, I'm sort of a show jumper, so definitely the show jumping for me, I'm very excited to see. So, yeah, I've also been to, a few weeks back, I was in Dublin for the Nations Cup. So that was awesome because the British team won. So, yeah, I'm rooting on the British and ready to see the jumping later.
And do you think we can qualify for Tokyo?
Yes, we've got to.
And what about Ben Mayer's chances? An individual medal. He's currently in gold medal position.
He's got to do it.
And I love that horse Explosion is just
yes.
absolute
Gorgeous.
Pony goals.
Yes.
Total pony goals. So take me back right to the, well, we kind of talked about the beginning.
Yeah.
I've kind of got to the point in the week where I forget what questions I've asked 5 minutes after I've asked them. So we might go around in circles a little bit here.
Okay.
But the sort of videos you put out, what are you trying to convey to people when you're putting them together?
So my videos is just sort of like the equestrian lifestyle, so just the every sort of day things that I do with my horses, but also showing how much work and effort you have to do to look after them. So a lot of people that have watched my videos in the comments, some awesome things I've heard is that people have started riding because they've seen my videos. There's actually one family that emailed me in the US and they've actually moved to the countryside, bought a horse barn, and the whole family rides now, which is just incredible. So basically just sort of sharing the love for horses on the internet.
And why do you think people have connected with what you do as much as they have?
I think it's just that passion for horses that everyone shares, that just because when you have horses, you just like to talk about horses,
oh,
really,
yes.
all the time. So it sort of started out as like a thing that I could just talk about horses, and then, yeah, I've got a nice little community, and just sort of showing, I think I'm quite relatable with, like, most people wake up in the morning, chucking it down with rain, mucking out your horses, and just showing the reality of it, but yeah.
Yeah, it's not a glamorous sport particularly,
no.
is it? But we all love
Especially
it.
Especially in the winter.
Especially in the winter.
But it's so worth it.
It really is worth it. Well, Esme, enjoy the rest of your trip to Rotterdam.
Thank you.
I will keep an eye out for you when we're watching the show jumping, and let's cross our fingers that Great Britain do
yes,
their thing.
Yes, definitely.
So So what else has happened today, Matt?
Well, it's the paras, isn't it?
We've done the paras.
Now, you were... I managed to go and see Mari in the morning. Great performance from her. But then I was sort of stationed with all the show jumpers for the rest of the day. So fortunately, you got to see, well, the big news today.
I did. So Georgia Wilson, hot on the heels of her silver medal in the individual tests, came top of the pile in the grade 2 team test today with an absolutely brilliant score ahead of Paralympians and European champions and world champions. She's 23 years old. She's here on her first major championships, and she is just knocking it out of the park every time she goes into the arena.
Superb. What a star. They've done the teams have done really well. I mean, this let's not forget, you know, it's not over yet, but
oh, no.
Goodness me, what a performance from the Team GBR teams that have been out competing here in Rotterdam. Okay, I think that's us now, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you rate our chances of getting out of here before midnight?
I'm going to say slim to none,
oh,
if I'm honest.
What?
I'm not the optimist that
you promised
are.
Me we would definitely be out of here before midnight.
I think that's wishful thinking on your part.
Okay, see you tomorrow, everyone. Bye.
Bye.